I have Stratagem right here. They're ready to play. I got keyboards, guitars, all sorts of cool stuff. This is what they sound like. Hope you enjoy. Stratagem, you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. Real quick, if you want to instant message any of us, you can sign on to AOL Instant Messenger. The handle is Kill Radio Station. You could also call in if you want to talk to us, 213-252-0998. Just don't do it in the middle of a live song. So why don't you go ahead and introduce yourselves? Who am I looking at?
This is Stratagem. Autumn Lee is to my left. She's on keyboards. And I am David Vine. I play guitar and sing and whatnot. And we are missing our drummer. He just came back from D.C. He's catching up on schoolwork. Good for him. And today was kind of a, different kind of set today anyway. So we'll have fun.
You guys came in from Pasadena, right?
Mm-hmm. From the 626.
You guys, y'all go to school together?
Yeah, we all go to Pasadena City College. And we're all transfer students there, so, yeah, hoping to transfer somewhere else.
Is that a transfer college? Is that, like, Santa Monica?
You can go there and get an electrician license or something, or you can go there and transfer to, like, UCLA or something of that nature. So that's basically what we're trying to do. Maybe not necessarily UCLA, but different colleges around the area, so.
Autumn, is he telling the truth?
He's just lying.
Lying?
Yeah, totally lying.
Excellent. Well, I can tell you're itching to get into a live song, so I'll let you do that, get that out of your system, and then we'll chat about what Stratagem is all about.
Cool.
So you're listening to Stratagem on Is Good on killradio.org.
They grasp. We love it. But we
romance. She'll light it up, you'll see. And oh,
that was abrupt. Thanks for warning me there. No, that was great. That's
thank
such
you.
An unusual sound. We're only having a little bit of trouble with the your super mic on the guitar. It's peeking out. Your voice sounds great.
We can probably switch that out or something.
The keyboards sound great. But I think it's that Phantom thing that we're playing with. It's yeah. I have it like down really, really low, and every time you strum, it keeps
the guy who designed this mic told me, he's like, yeah, it's really loud, so that's probably why.
Yeah, I'll try to keep that down, unless you want to just do it like regular acoustic style or, I don't know.
Something, yeah.
Well, tell me a little bit about what I'm looking at here, because we have different kinds of instruments here and a different sound.
This is our kind of... avant-garde setup. It's not completely normal. Normally I'm an electric guitar. It's really loud, and our drummer's got just a cracking setup. Like, his snare just cracks like no other snare. And Autumn's keys are really loud, and we've got the drum machine and whatnot. And so this is kind of like our acoustic setup that we do, where we have the loops kind of toned down a little bit. Mm-hmm. Like, these aren't our normal loops that we use. It's the same exact songs, but we kind of, like, remixed them, you could say. And then I just play an acoustic guitar. And the last time we did this, Jordan played on bongos for the set. And we used this set for a Katrina hurricane benefit show to raise money for the Red Cross. And so there was, like, a ton of bands playing, and so we couldn't fit our band onto the main stage. So we put our band on the side stage, and we did an acoustic thing so we could let the real bands rock out. So
those hurricane victims get everything, I swear.
Yeah.
They're so lucky. No, I'm kidding. Is that... Yeah, yeah, that's your guitar. That thing is a monster. Tell me, what is the effect that microphone provides us?
This mic is so clear. It's like the kind of mic that you can put on an acoustic guitar at like a church with 50 people on stage. And, like, you'll actually hear the guitar. It won't be drowned out by the 30-person choir and piano and orchestra.
Right.
It's not necessarily... it's loud right here, but, like, it's not necessarily a louder mic. It's just, like, clear. It's really clear. And I like it, so...
Yeah, no, it's interesting because I'm here with the headphones on, and I'm hearing what's coming through on the stream, and it's this dark, very bass-laden... very, very clear, but very strong signal.
Yeah.
And then I take the headphones off, and then just, you know, I hear you playing like regular acoustic guitar. It's interesting. And I've been to shows too where you can't hear the guitar at all. You just see like, I see the fingers
even
moving.
Even when they're plugged in, like with an electronic pickup or whatnot. But yeah.
And tell me a little bit about these keyboards, drum machines, and how you use them as musical instruments. I mean, you're here live. We're not you know, because I've had electronic acts in here playing, like singing along to CDs and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. But this, you have an actual setup here. What is it?
Well, we just have, right now we have an iPod playing back our beats and then and bass and stuff like that. And I pre-recorded some guitar onto the iPod so we could hear some more layers as well. And then that's just going into a mixer with Autumn's synth that she's playing. And her synth has a bunch of different sounds on it and that we've created. And we've created our own patches for it. And so she gets a lot of different sounds out of that as well. And so we mix that with the loops on the iPod and it comes out pretty well.
Did you guys start as a strictly rock act and then added the synth element?
Actually, the other way around. It was actually, I mean, I've always been a guitar player, but right around 10th or 11th grade, I just shelled out like Christmas money and I got a drum machine. I started writing songs and then started the band about almost 2 years ago in my senior year. And we were just electronic. It was just me on guitar and then drum machine and keyboards until eventually... and then Autumn joined in, and then it was her and I. And it was still just guitar and drum machine, and then eventually Jordan came in, and he started playing drums with us. And then once we kind of got the drums in and we got more comfortable with each other, that's when we kind of went more towards the, the rock sound and whatnot. But I think we've always been a rock band, because my songs have always been rock songs. The only reason why it's like electronic is just because I was too lazy to go find some other band members at first. And so now we have the other band members, and I'm sure we could play just as well with just a bass player without the drum machine. But we like the drum machine, so we use it.
Autumn, did you find him or did he find you?
He found me. I work at this coffee shop, and he used to always come in. And our drummer, Jordan, he and I met there, and we're good friends. And... he knew that, well, I play the flute, that's like my main instrument, and I started that years ago, but I started picking up the keyboard, messing around with piano, and, sorry, I'm losing my voice, and so when the first keyboardist Dave had in Stratagem left, he needed another one and said, well, since you know music, you want to help me out, and so I tried for a little bit, and I liked it, so I stuck with it, and then we dragged Jordan into it, too.
Yeah, he had just gotten back from Thailand when he started playing with us. He was in this like really, really loud emo rock band before, which I share the same history. And so, he just gotten out of that band and he went to Thailand for the tsunami relief whatnot. And so he was out there for the relief of tsunami stuff. And then he had just gotten back and he wasn't really playing music and much. And so. He started just jamming with us. Originally, he was just going to play drums on the album, and then I was going to throw his drum loops on the iPod, because he didn't seem like he was, like, really willing to, like, do shows that much, because he had just gone through, like, two or three, like heavy bands, and so he was just kind of maybe a little tired of it. And then after a while, he got really comfortable with us, and we're comfortable with him, and we're all good friends, and so it worked out, and now he's a full-fledged band member. As he quoted on his MySpace.
So it sounds like the tsunami and the hurricane have worked out well for you.
Yeah.
More or less, yeah.
Well, so you're a pro-catastrophe band? Or no?
That's really funny to say that, because my last band was called Written Catastrophe, and we were really hardcore.
You guys are playing some places soon, yes?
Tomorrow night we're playing at the No Future Cafe in Pasadena. It's an all-ages place, $4, free coffee and whatnot. And we were playing with two amazing bands, Letting Up to Spike Great Faults, as well as L1011. They are so amazing, and we're really happy to be playing with them.
Sweet.
Especially since L1011's going to go to South by Southwest this month. So it's nice that we were able to catch them before they headed out to that.
So are you guys actually missing a class right now?
I had to leave a little early for my photo class, but I think we'll get back in time for my math one.
I'm not missing any classes because I don't have Thursday classes.
I wouldn't say I'm missing them. Yeah. Okay, and we're back with Stratagem, and here we go again with some live tunes by them. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org.
I just need a little more...
A feeling, not the booming city, but a pretty girl.
What is the inspiration for this music? Are you writing about? I mean, because you're don't take this the wrong way, but you guys are pretty young. So are you writing about?
Not Jordan. He's of age. He can drink at the Lava Lounge while we're sitting outside.
So. That's true. They make you sit outside, don't they?
Well, not all the bars. Some of them.
No, but I know Lava Lounge. Yeah, so yeah. I DJ there. I always see some very unhappy young people sitting outside with their instruments, going, "God, how do we get this gig?" But I mean, are we talking about personal experience, future hopes and dreams, lost love?
All these songs that we're playing right now are from our last album called Misa Me. And so the inspiration there is different than what we're writing, right now. All the songs on Misa Me, I wrote pretty much my junior and senior year in high school. And so many of the songs deal with kind of like just basically loss and like, you know, like sadness and whatnot, just kind of my own dealings with life and why it sucks and whatnot, and so yeah, so like this past song we just played,
I think Beethoven said something like that once.
This past song that we just played was called Philly, and that is actually a story that I made up about this pen pal that I used to have in Philadelphia. And so it's not a real story at all, but it kind of deals with like the pen pal flying out to LA and the plane crashes and we're trying out to find her. And so it kind of, it's almost like a metaphor for me, maybe like not knowing what's going on and whatnot in my own life and stuff like that. And so other songs deal with similar type of situations, except they're a little more realistic in terms of their storyline, actually have something to do with my own life. This new album that we're writing right now, we don't know what it's called, but we're trying to put it out in 2007 maybe. And, like things are different for all of us right now, so I think the lyrics are and inspiration is a little bit more happy. Actually, one of the ideas that we have is maybe like adventures, and actually Autumn and Jordan and I like actually adventures that we could come up with ourselves, like storylines and whatnot. Mm-hmm. I've almost decided that I'm kind of an English major right now, so I'm also a little more inspired into like making stories rather than just, you know, some little poem or some kind of snippet about like life or something, maybe something a little more meaningful that actually has a storyline to it. And so our newer lyrics are just a little bit more happier and you know, less about sad things.
there's an evolution, a constant evolution in the mm-hmm. writing.
I would say so, yeah.
And it seems to change pretty drastically. Like, is the stuff that you're writing right now is a lot different from the stuff you started writing.
Yeah.
When you weren't sure what kind of band you were going to be, and then, mm-hmm. and so you probably would predict that there's going to be a lot more changes in the future as well.
Yeah, I'm positive. I'm sure within writing this album, we'll probably change our minds again. That's what happened in the last album, like. Most of the songs carry like a similar theme, and then there's just like one random song, I forget which one, that just has a completely different theme to it than the others. And we never even play that song live, because I think with that song we changed our minds too quickly and we were just like, not really happy with it. So we'll probably go back and rewrite it for the next album or something like that. We do a lot of rewriting.
Is it largely a collaborative process, or does it all start with an idea by you? Are you the front man?
Yeah, I'm basically the front man. I usually start out with just an idea in my head, and then I kind of take it along there. Mm-hmm. Now that I've been able to record stuff on my own, like I have a laptop and whatnot, I've been able to send demos to Autumn and Jordan and get a little bit more feedback, and so actually their ideas and inspirations have actually come out a little bit more in our new stuff, because Autumn will email me responding to an MP3 that I got, and she's like, this sounds like Mark Anthony. And, you know, and then I'll go back and, like, change it. And the ideas that we've had are pretty good. And Jordan, he's had some really cool ideas, because since, I mean, I am writing, like, drum machine parts, but I'm kind of open, we're kind of open-ended with what Jordan plays on his drums. And he's a very talented drummer, and his dad's a very talented drummer. So he has a lot of, he takes some of our demos to his dad, and he gets feedback from his dad and starts getting inspiration. So he's come up with a lot of ideas for this coming album in terms of what we want to do. But the basic melodies and whatnot have at first come from me, and then we just expand them together, so...
Well, why don't we play a track of your studio music
okay.
from the CD, and we'll talk a little bit about this one and your other, because you have more than one release. And
yeah, we have an even older release.
Which, okay, cool. And then we'll talk about, you know, how people can get it and so forth. What track shall I play?
It's up to you.
Number nine.
James versus the Reds.
You're listening to Stratagem on Is Good. On killradio.org. Back with Stratagem on Is Good on killradio.org. So do you have an actual studio, or like most bands, are we talking a dorm room?
Just my bedroom, apartment at my mom's house, and that's actually our practice space as well.
Did you come up with a name like Mom's House Studio or something like that?
No, not yet. I mean I've toyed with the idea of trying to record other bands, but it's so hard with busy schedules and all my friends' busy schedules. It's like I send out a MySpace bulletin saying, hey, you guys can get free recording, just record with me, and like nobody wants to do it. But my friends in a band called Snooze, it's Nathan and Chris, they go to Arcadia High, they actually started recording with me a little bit, but we've only just barely scratched the surface, but they're very talented, so I'm looking forward to what I can work on further with them and whatnot. And like it was only like 3 months ago that I started recording my own music, so I think even when we do our future releases, we'll end up going into a legitimate studio and recording for real.
And just speaking of the three of you, are the three of you committed to the project? I mean, do you find the time to rehearse and to record?
Yeah,
and...
we couldn't rehearse last week because Jordan was in D.C., but yeah, we usually practice a good amount of time in the week when we're not doing homework or being busy otherwise working or something. And so we're pretty much focusing on just on getting these new songs together. We've got a couple shows coming up, especially the one tomorrow. And we've got another big show on April 1st at the Chain Reaction with Ozma. And so we really want to make a good impression there. And so we're trying to get these new songs up and ready to go to play live in addition to recording and whatnot. So, yeah.
So what is this CD that I'm looking at? This is Mes Amis by Stratagem. And it's cool. It's got a nice little sleeve, little folder. And where can people get it?
They can get that at judahrecords.com, J-U-D-A-H records.com, and buy it online there.
And you have tracks from it up on your MySpace? People can preview?
Tracks are up on MySpace, and also phonogenic.com also sells that album digitally if you don't want to buy a real CD. Yeah.
And you put this together yourself? In terms of distribution, I mean.
Oh, well, this label called Judah Records, it's...
Oh, that's the label.
Yeah, it's our friend Richard Kentop. He goes to Fuller Seminary in Pasadena. He has this kind of label thing going on, and so he did most of the recording as well as the printing of that record. And he's doing all the distribution of it online.
Excellent. Well, why don't you play another song, and then we'll talk about your influences and how you came up with your sound and all good stuff.
We're going to play James vs. the Reds, which you just heard from the CD.
You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Stratagem. So tell me a little bit about your influences. Why did you start making music in the first place? And then what are some of the sounds that really inspire you?
I was really inspired To actually kind of start composing music, I was really inspired by this guy named Rich Garcia. He was drumline instructor at Pasadena High School, and so he would take random compositions like Pee Wee Herman or like the Super Mario soundtrack, and he would arrange it for a large drum corps and all the xylophones and whatnot, and even like horns and whatnot. And so seeing that, and like even though he was basically doing cover songs, that kind of inspired me to like start composing music and whatnot. So I started writing songs in like ninth grade on, and then just kind of trailed over until finally I kind of found like my niche, which was this. And I finally started realizing, hey, like I actually like what I write. Uh-huh. And that's when I started the band. And so we have a lot of different influences. I think a lot of the songs that we've been playing, most of their influences are bands like Metric or Les Savvy Fav and whatnot. And but our newer stuff is coming a little bit more. It's funny. It's almost like a regression for myself, because it's actually coming more from like loud hardcore bands, which I used to listen to a couple years ago, and that's actually what's influencing. But we're mixing that with Autumn recently got me into Blonde Redhead, and so I'm kind of mixing it with the, if you will, Baroque kind of qualities of that band and whatnot.
So what does strategy mean?
I believe it's just like strategy, but it's in French. Yeah, we got the name from the movie Amelie 2 years ago.
And you put together, besides the MySpace page, you also have a website.
Yeah, we have a website at mon-stratagem.net. And I kind of put together a website. I just used like blogging software to put it together, so it's really simple.
And how far do you plan to go with Stratagem? Is this your career?
We'll see.
Is this what you can do after school?
It would be really nice if this was if this prevailed after a degree. I think all three of us agree we're all going to get bachelor's degrees, because that's kind of a safety net. But on the one hand, we're definitely going to be working really hard on music and whatnot. We're trying to put this album together and hopefully really get it out there, do something a little more. I think we might be planning a tour this summer in like late August, just California and whatnot. And so we're trying to progress. It's a little slower because we're students, but we're definitely, it's at the top of my list for things to do and priorities and whatnot. So yeah, we're trying really hard. It'd be really cool if we took this the long way. So
cool. Why don't we play another song from the CD then?
Okay.
What do you recommend?
The Devil Surfs, number 8.
The Devil Surfs by Stratagem. You're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. My guest is Stratagem. So you're listening to Is Good on killradio.org. So that was an instrumental track. Do you do a lot of instrumental tracks?
We did two on our last album, two instrumental tracks. And there are times when we just are a little too lazy to write some lyrics and just kind of let the music speak for itself. That song's a little too crazy, even though it's a fun to play, but yeah, it'd be way too hard to try to sing to. So we just kind of rock out on stage whenever we play that one.
Cool.
Yeah.
What kind of response do you get from your audience? What kind of response would you like to get?
Well, we have a lot of breakdowns, and I think sometimes our music can be really intricate, and if somebody hasn't like seen us before, I notice that I can see people trying really hard to listen, and that's pretty cool, because that means like they're paying attention instead of just kind of like talking to their friends, so I appreciate that. I always tell like our friends that have seen us like a lot of times, like, I mean, I'm not going to be like, oh, dance to our music, but I tell them to, you know, just rock out with us, like, when we're rocking out, and, you know, when Jordan and I are just smashing the crap out of our instruments, you know, and we're, might as well be falling to the floor, like, you know, you don't have to do that, but, you know, try to experience it as much as we are, because ultimately, like, we're writing the music to have fun. And so we're writing it so that we can have fun.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's cool to entertain, but we're writing it so we can have fun. So that's ultimately what happens, is the three of us just have fun on stage. So, yeah.
Well, we're about to run out of time, so I want to squeeze one more song out of you,
okay,
if that's cool. You have something ready to go?
Yeah.
All right, let's do it. You're listening to Stratagem on Is Good on killradio.org.
Making my love is a sign that I'm overplayed. It's cutting my life into fine cuts of shape. My spastic arms are pounding the walls, but nothing is to your spastic heart. Is a louse, but where, oh, where is my axe? Talking with keys, we're only talking with keys. Pretty counters with big bright balloons are festive.
Stratagem, thank you so much for coming in.
Thank you for having us.
And remind us again where to go see you live, and where to get your CD.
Please go to judahrecords.com to buy our both of our CDs that we have out. And you can check our website at www.mon-stratagem.net. And we're playing tomorrow at the No Future Cafe in Pasadena. It's right by PCC. And the show starts at 8 with L1011 and then Lighting Up and then Stratagem, and it's only $4. And you can check our website or our MySpace, which is myspace.com/stratagem, for all details on that.
Cool. Mm-hmm. A couple other things before we close off, and I pick a song while I'm blabbing about myself for me to sign you off with. But on next Thursday, March 16th, I will be DJing at Eye Candy Lounge. Take Three Creative presents. It's an art show. It's free. 7929 Santa Monica Boulevard, and I'll be sharing the decks with DJ Aaron G. And also, there's going to be some really cool paintings there, some artwork by Shannon Shipley and some other artists. So you should come check it out. If you like things, you should check it out. And also, March 24th, Jaunt, DJ John Hirschfield, that's me, presents Jaunt, and he'll be doing an exclusive LA performance. On the 23rd, he's going to be on this show, and then on the 24th, he's going to play at M-Bar, and I'm going to DJ, and also we're going to hear a laptop set for my side project. More details on that later. You can check out myspace.com/thisisgood. Also, myspace.com/John Hirschfield Music. But enough about me. You came here to listen to Stratagem. This is what they sound like. Thank you, Stratagem, for coming in.
Thank you.
Be well. Thank you. Be very, very well.